I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In 2015, the group formerly known as the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria was topping headlines almost every day. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the terrorist violent campaign against Christians featured one memorable execution on a beach in Libya. 21 men wearing orange jumpsuits were handcuffed and forced to kneel on the sand before their captors. Islamic State terrorists then gave the men one final choice.
These Christians had opportunity to convert to Islam and go free, or at least live. And yet all of them refused that opportunity. All of them stayed true to Christ to the very end.
But instead of striking fear into the global body of Christ,
thousands and even I would say millions of people have been inspired by the faithfulness of these martyrs.
This story continues at missionnews.org. And Burkina Faso, along with Mali and Niger, has officially left the economic community of West African states known as ECOWAS. All three nations are under junta military rule following recent coups and are frustrated with ECOWAS censorship. Yet without ECOWAS, there's concern that Burkina Faso will struggle even more to fight extremist groups. Greg Yoda with Christian World Outreach explains.
ECOWAS has been a thing that's supposed to be helping, there are like 15 countries work together and help economically, but also with peacekeeping.
CWO continues to offer medical care and women's skills training in the name of Jesus.
Our staff there are very frugal and they do whatever they can to stretch the dollars.
Pray for God's continued provision. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.